Time now, 106 here on WABE Atlanta with Dennis O'Hare. I'm Jim Burris in today for Rose Scott. Atlantans might know our next guest as Kathy Hogan Trocheck, whose byline was a staple in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution during the 1980s. Well, she left the AJC to write fiction full-time in 1991 and has authored a number of best-selling books under the pen name Mary Kay Andrews. Well, Trocheck says Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird influenced her own style, which highlights a relatively Southern flavor,
to say the least. And in July, there will be the release of a newly discovered Harper Lee book, Go Set a Watchman. Now, this was a manuscript that she wrote before To Kill a Mockingbird, but she set that manuscript aside to write that book. And now this one is coming out. And Kathy Trocheck joins us from Savannah to talk about the significance of Go Set a Watchman. Kathy Hogan Trocheck, welcome. Good to have you on A Closer Look.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be here, Dennis.
You have said that Harper Lee's writing influences your own, and your writing is prolific. So her influence is out there in many places, apparently. How specifically did she influence you?
I think she's, probably the standard bearer for those of us who write fiction set in the South. I don't think there are a whole lot of other contemporary novels that have such an ineffable sense of time and place. Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird puts you in Macomb, Alabama, in that dusty Depression-era town. And, I think all of us, myself included, are trying to do that. We're trying to tell a story and put our readers in our world. And I think that's one of the things that she does so beautifully in To Kill a Mockingbird.
How does she do that? Is there something that she does with the language, or, what is it that puts you right there in that place?
Well, if I knew it, I would do it.
Well, you must be doing something,
yeah,
right.
I mean, 30 million books, I'm not doing that. I don't know. I think she lived that. I've read accounts that her father defended a case like the one that Atticus Finch defends in the book. I think it just has such a sense of credibility. She doesn't fall into the trap of making the people in Macomb caricatures. They just sound like who they should be, and she describes them so vividly that you feel that Scout and Jem and Dill and Atticus and Mr. Arthur Boo Radley. She just, it's not a long book, but I think it's just such a great example of storytelling.
After Lee's debut success, are you surprised that it's taken 6 decades for this manuscript to surface?
I had the same questions that anybody else would have after this length of time. I read a very well done, I thought, biography a couple years ago, Mockingbird, I think it's Charles Shields is his name, and he talked about she was caught up when the book came out in 1960. There was such a ballyhoo about that book, she just got caught up in it, and I think that's probably why she became such an introvert. There was so much going on about that, and she was in so much demand. And I read that she did write some other things. I think the same thing happened with Gone with the Wind.
Hmm.
Margaret Mitchell, same thing. It was sort of a groundswell of publicity and people sort of poking and prying at her that she sort of, withdrew. Of course, she died young. But, I think it's an interesting, now we think in this day and time, with the media and everything. Well, I've read that at that time she was just overcome with everything.
Was there also, and it's hard to know because she's given so few interviews, but was there also the sense of, how do I top this? Because from what I've heard, Go Set a Watchman was actually written first, and her editor said, you need to put this aside and write something else using Scout as a younger person. So maybe she was afraid that Go Kill a Watchman wasn't up to snuff, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, I think almost every published writer I know has what, you know, what they call your juvenilia, the first things you've written that you hope never come to light. I mean, I've got a manuscript somewhere kicking around my house, and I would, you know, it would not be a good thing for it to get published. So, you know, I think there's probably some of that, and you know, it's just hard to know. This is a woman who's kept to herself, and her sister Alice was her attorney and represented her in legal matters. So I think it's a great mystery. So it's a wonderful thing to think about. And I think for those of us that love the book, of course, you know, we are all longing to know what happened next. We're all, you know, everyone wants to hear what else, what other story Harper Lee had.
If you're just tuning in right now, we're talking to Kathy Hogan Trocheck, who goes by the pen name Mary Kay Andrews, and we're talking about the upcoming novel from Harper Lee, Go Set a Watchman. It hits bookstores this July. So, Kathy, what are you hoping to see maybe in these pages?
I'm hoping this book captures that same sense of time and place. The same that she is penning characters as skillfully as she did in To Kill a Mockingbird, and of course, you know, if nothing else, it's a curiosity. It's the same reason that, you know, people read early examples of other authors' work to sort of, you know, figure out how did you do that? How, you know, what was the early version of this like? It's sort of like seeing the director's cut of a movie.
Yeah. Sure. Does it have to outdo Mockingbird, though? Or it probably couldn't, but does... I'm not talking about it in terms of sales. I'm talking about it in terms of literary quality. Would people be disappointed if it wasn't quite the same thing?
Oh, I think, you know, inevitably, people will make comparisons. And the good thing is that for Harper Lee, she's probably above all that. You know, I think the good thing is it's always a great thing to focus attention on books and literature and writing. You know, To Kill a Mockingbird has been taught in junior high and high school, I think probably since it was first published in 1960. I know my children both studied it in high school. And so I think it's a great thing for those of us who love books that there will be this renewed interest in something that really is a modern classic. And I think, you know, hopefully a lot of people will return to that book and look around at some other contemporary literature.
In preparing for the show today, I was reading a previous interview. You were asked with whom you'd most like to break bread, and you responded, Harper Lee. You said in that scenario, you would ask her to please write another novel. Well, now that that's happened, if you were to have lunch with her today, would you ask her to write maybe a third novel? And if so, is there anything specific you would hope to see in that one?
I might be interested in finding out more of Scout's story because she's such an inquisitive little girl, and she sort of pushes the boundaries of the conventions in that little town that she's growing up in. So, you know, it might be fun to think about what did happen to Scout. How did she grow up? Who did she become?
Also, in the category of what if, do you think that if, and this is speculation, of course, but do you think if To Kill a Mockingbird had not been the huge success that it was, if it had just been a critical success, for instance, that maybe we would have seen more from Harper Lee?
You know, it's hard to say. I read that Mockingbird biography, which I thought I really recommended for people who are interested in Harper Lee. I think she had a very close working relationship with either her editor or her agent, and that lasted over a very long period of time. And then I think when, I can't remember if it was the editor or the agent, but one of them passed away, and I think at that point she sort of lost faith in her writing.
That's something, because you see some authors who embrace the success and jump into the limelight, and others who shy away from it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think there's I think when you have a literary phenomenon like that, I mean, look at The Help, Catherine Stockett.
Right.
That was, you know, just such an overwhelming phenomena. And, you know, I know she has another book under contract, but there was a whole lot of stuff surrounding that book, a lot of controversy, you know, lawsuits and ugliness. And, you know, that for a writer, that it's hard enough to write a book in a perfect world where you close the door and shut yourself off from the world. But when all that is swirling around you, it's even harder to shut the world out.
In today's literature, is there an author or a book in recent memory that you think parallels To Kill a Mockingbird in quality and scope?
You know, every few years or so, I pick up a book. I don't know that it can equal the scope of something like To Kill a Mockingbird, but I like small books that are about forgiveness and human kindness. There was a book out this past year, The Storied Life of A.J. Fickrey by Gabrielle Zivkin, I think. I can't pronounce it, but that book is set on a small island off the coast of New England, and it's a different kind of book, but I think it sounds those same kinds of themes of love and forgiveness and understanding.
Well, that's a good place to leave it right there. Kathy Hogan Trocheck, whose pen name is Mary Kay Andrews, we really appreciate your time and your thoughts on the upcoming release of the new, quote-unquote, book from Harper Lee, Go Set a Watchman. Kathy, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Great to talk to you. Thank you.
This is A Closer Look on listener-supported 90.1 WABE with Jim Burris, who's in for Rose Scott today. I'm Dennis O'Hare. It's 1:17.